Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
Warriors v Sharks at Suncorp Stadium. Chanel Harris-DeVita is back in the 5-8 position. Petr Hicko goes out to the centre position. That suits him better. Adam Pompey out of the side. Adam Fanua Blake, Matt Lodge are back into the side. Tanua Brown drops to the bench. Ben Murdoch-Masilla is out with a foot injury. Josh Curran back into the side. Eli Katoa to the bench. Jazz Tavanga into the side. Taniela Otokolo is out with injury for the Sharkies. Jesse Ramian, he is a big in for them. Talakai to the second row. Williams to lock, Rudolph to prop, Tolman to the bench, Luke Metcalf is out, and there's a big question mark around Matty Moylan. What say the market, Tristan?
The market has got the Sharkies very short. They're $1.37. The Warriors are $3.15. The line's 9.5. It's shorter than minus. 185 the minus Cronulla, 195 the Warriors. Total points 54.5. I just can't work out this Warriors side. Like when they were down 10-0 early against the Tigers, and obviously we spoke last week where we worried that maybe their minds were elsewhere this year. For them to be able to come back and record that victory, I know the Tigers have got their fair share of problems, but it was still an incredible effort. And you know, they have got a significantly stronger side on paper this week. So the Sharkies, it's hard to match where they sit after their effort against the Seagulls. Obviously, Turbo just turned on a turbo game. They were in that game at halftime, and then in the space of 10-15 minutes, they got blown away. The Sharks deserve to be favourites. The line seems about right to me, but the Warriors continue to impress under adversity. But we'll see what the Sharks can do here.
The Warriors are the Warriors. We all know that, and you know they're damn hard to trust. But I can't get the line as wide as this. I think 10 points between these two sides is just wrong. The Warriors get 5 key ins this week, and they're significant ins, and it does change what they look like and how I think they play, in particular in the halves with Harris Trevita. They also get Fanua Blake. They also get Murchie, Lodge and Curran into their forwards. Now, if we go back 3 weeks ago against the Panthers, before they were beset by 4 key injuries going into halftime, they really looked to try and play the football with an outside in and a real ball shift approach. And I think that that's what they'll bring to this game and want to move the Sharks around. And they've got some muscle back in the middle that will also play through the middle on their early plays. Very, very difficult to trust. Both teams leak a lot of points. You know, the Warriors are averaging anywhere between 26 and 28 a week, but the Sharks themselves are anywhere between 28 and 30 a week as well. Sharks have lost 3 of their last 5. It wasn't difficult for the Eagles to put points through them last week, but they're also still in that battle of trying to get into 7th or 8th in the semi-finals. I think the Sharks probably end up winning, but I just can't get the margin that wide. And I do think that we're going to see a game that's, you know, 3 o'clock in daylight and plenty of points.
Yeah, it's got over 54.5 written all over it, hasn't it? This game, which is the total points. I'm just looking at the bench for the Sharks here. Hanlon, Ueli, Hunt, Tolman, Fifita. That gives me the sense that Moylan's going to play. I thought Fifita really struggled. Look completely out of sorts, and you know, just for no other reason than the knee's just not holding up for him. We are not trusting the Warriors for anything, right, boys? But I do like them at the plus 9.5. I actually agree with Jared. I think the significant ins are there, and I like them at the plus 9.5. By the way, in a very short space of time, CSC for Talakai has become the number one player in the National Rugby League to not run at, because he absolutely poleaxed a couple of blokes in that. Poor old Brad Parker thought, oh, good, I'll run around this bloke. Not so much, Brad. He's such a strong defender. Back into the second row now. And, you know, obviously that's his better position. I'm a fan of Williams at lock. I think Sharkies win it, but I don't mind the plus 9.5.
NRL Market Watch is proudly brought to you by topsport.com.au. Topsport is the home of the widest and most competitive range of NRL markets, including the new same-game multi. Gamble responsibly.